This election season, Vermont Public has heard from hundreds of residents on what issues matter most to Vermonters. And for a lot of those voters, there's one issue that overrides all the others.
Taxes.
It probably comes as no surprise that one of the biggest concerns that we heard is this year's dramatic increase in property taxes. But some voters say taxes on things like military pensions, payroll, income, and computer software have also strained their budgets. And as Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some are afraid that the cost of living in Vermont may force them to leave it.
Rick Martin is suffering from a bad case of buyer's remorse.
If I had known in August of 2022, when I bought this store, they were going to increase my tax burden by this much, I wouldn't have bought the store.
That store is called Chloe's Market on Route 100 in Plymouth. It's an all-purpose general store named after Martin's beloved late rescue dog. And Martin says he tries to donate some of his profits to local animal rescue organizations. But lately, those profits have been consumed instead by an education property tax bill that now exceeds $9,000. Property taxes on his home, meanwhile, which is also in Plymouth, have jumped from $2,000 when he bought it in 2006 to more than $6,000 now.
Just keep heaping these taxes on us. But they don't understand the state's going to go bankrupt eventually. There's only so far you can go before you're just going to drive every single resident out of the state.
Over the last 2 years alone, the property taxes that Vermonters and businesses pay to support public education have risen by more than $260 million. And homeowners like Bill Murray, who lives in Windham County, say they can't understand how elected officials allowed it to happen.
I guess I'm really concerned that nobody caught this, or if they did catch it sooner than it was made public, that they didn't own up and say, hey, we got a problem here.
It's the spike in property taxes that concerns Murray the most, but those aren't the only new costs that Vermonters are being asked to absorb. A payroll tax enacted by the legislature in 2023 will deduct more than $80 million from workers' paychecks in order to fund child care subsidies. A new sales tax on computer software services will cost businesses another $16 million, and a 3% surcharge on short-term rentals will collect an additional $14.7 million in revenue from taxpayers. Murray says individual tax increases in isolation might not seem like a big deal.
But when you add them all up, it makes a huge difference to people.
For Essex resident Linda Waite Simpson, the tax burden in the state has altered the future she once imagined here.
I am just coming to the conclusion that if I stay here after I retire, I am going to be bankrupt within 5 years.
Waite Simpson is a former Democratic representative who served in Montpelier from 2009 until 2015. She says she and her family moved here from New York 25 years ago.
You know, good, healthy place to raise a family and, you know, good schools and all of that. So we moved here even knowing that, you know, cost of living was higher than it might be otherwise.
But the latest increase in her property tax bill, Waite Simpson says, has pushed that cost of living beyond what she can bear.
So this year, my property tax bill was over 10% of my gross income. That's just the property tax. And then you start adding all the other taxes in. And it's just like, you know, there's just not enough left.
According to U.S. Census data from 2021, Vermont has the seventh highest per capita tax revenue in the nation for state and local taxes. Vermont Public asked candidates for local and statewide office what they plan to do to address rising property taxes. Esther Charleston, the Democratic candidate for governor, says she wants to explore ways to more efficiently deploy resources, as well as a wealth tax to take the pressure off middle-income residents. Incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott says school consolidation could help bring down costs. Dave LaJoy, retired public school teacher who lives in Brownington, says he welcomes whatever measures elected officials can take to address the 10% increase in his property tax bill this year.
Right now, if we had extra expenses, we'd have to make some hard choices, for sure.
But he's not holding his breath. He says his town has been represented by Republicans and Democrats alike. And while many Republican candidates for House and Senate are running against the recent tax increases that were enacted over Phil Scott's objections, LaJoy isn't entirely convinced that sending more fiscal conservatives to Montpelier will solve the problem.
All the Republicans are going around saying, well, we've got to break up the supermajority. That's what's holding things back. And there's not a balance in there. And it's probably true, but, you know, they don't have ideas. They just have a slogan.
Lynn Parker, who grew up in Woodstock and now lives in Sharon, says she didn't appreciate just how significant her tax bill was in Vermont until she moved to Florida in 2006. She moved back to Vermont about 10 years ago to be closer to family.
When I realized what the difference was between Vermont and Florida, it was astounding. I just simply don't know why. I don't think we get that many more benefits.
Vermont is one of the few states that fully taxes military pensions. It's something that Parker, who receives a surviving spousal military benefit, finds especially galling.
And after living back in the state I was born in, grew up in, and loved, I'm now ready to leave due to unfair taxation.
Vermonters will get to decide who controls the future of tax policy in the state when they head to the polls on November 5th. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.